packed Mossad documents just dropped, and they spell out a detailed plan to assassinate the First Lady of the United States. This is not speculation. This is not theory. This is a five-alarm fire screaming right now. Because the First Lady's speech this week just triggered the final condition on their kill list. If you thought the Samson option was the scariest thing you'd ever heard, you haven't seen that assassination ladder yet. We have the bombshell documents, we have the timeline, and it's already in motion. This isn't just an attack on one woman, it's the final signal that the shadow government has declared open season on America itself. The Republic is being executed in real time, and the American people are the last ones being told. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our incredible community, support the channel, and gain access to exclusive and uncensored content. Let's be crystal clear. The Epstein files have exposed everything we've been screaming about for years. Elite paedophilia, cannibalism, and industrial-scale child trafficking at the highest levels of power. They called us crazy, they smeared us, they tried to bury us. Now, we stand completely vindicated. But this isn't about us, it's about the victims. It's about the children still trapped in these networks. It's about the future of humanity itself. And here's the cold, brutal truth. We've only seen 1% of the files. The vast majority of the perpetrators remain redacted, shielded by a massive coordinated cover-up. Here's Representative Nancy Mace.
But you would be shocked, Pierce, that some of the names that I have seen that came across the DOJ in emails that the DOJ is protecting. And we're talking about people on both sides of the aisle. We're talking about famous people, rich people, people in power, prime ministers, former presidents, et cetera, media personalities that are named in these files. And that's why I say this is going to go down as the greatest cover-up, one of the greatest cover-ups in American history. And I don't believe the girls are actually going to see justice, which is why it's going to be incumbent upon people like Democrat Ro Khanna, Republican Thomas Massey. I'm a Republican myself who's willing to name some of those names in our committee work, on the floor of the House, whatever it takes, because this kind of thing cannot continue to go on. I want to give the next girl hope that when she comes forward, she won't be shamed. Her life won't be smeared in the Daily Mail or whatever the next press, you know, is going to do. What they do to female victims and to children is disgusting because they're protecting their rich and powerful friends. But you'd be surprised, shocked even at some of the names in the file.
When the full names finally drop, governments will fall. Institutions will collapse. Hollywood will be burnt to the ground. And the mainstream media will be finished off for good. Their lying tongues excised from their mouths.
I've had the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton, we had everything.
This is the biggest cover-up in human history, and it's still running at full throttle. Now, hacked and released Mossad files have just painted a target on First Lady Melania Trump's back.
Epstein was not alone. Several prominent male executives resigned from their powerful positions after this matter became widely politicized. Of course, this doesn't amount to guilt, but we still must work openly and transparently to uncover the truth.
We had no heads up on this. We're not getting any information from them now, including whether or not the president was aware she would be making this statement. It's unclear to us if she is reacting to something or that's already happened, already come out, or getting ahead of a story that might be about to drop. We don't really know.
When she shocked the world and went public, admitting she knows Epstein was not working alone and that he was a pawn in a much larger game, she put herself in a very dangerous position. And according to the Mossad files, this places her in their crosshairs.
So this is a existential crisis, the very future of this country and the world. And spanking Trump got him back on course a little bit, but now he's doubled down and coming back at us out of frustration and using us as a distraction from his wife. That looking at the tea leaves and the angles, she may not publicly divorce him, but everything I'm seeing looks like she just flew the coop because she knows what's coming. I think that's a safe bet. I think you all agree with me. it's not just gut level. It's thousands of data points. And I'm sad for Trump on that. But he bet on the wrong horse. He bet on the Israel blackmail.
Before we expose the damning Mossad files that prove they're targeting the FLOTUS, why are Israel terrified of Melania Trump going off script? Melania Trump got her start modelling for Donald's close friend, Paolo Zampoli, a man deeply tied to Epstein's world. In a vicious divorce, Zampoli allegedly had Trump weaponize ICE to deport his ex-wife, Amanda Ungaro. Now, Amanda is set to drop a tell-all interview this weekend, and she's ready to expose everything about Melania, Epstein, Trump, and Zampoli. That surprise press conference Melania held this week, it wasn't random. With the walls closing in, and Israel now in full panic mode, assassination season has officially begun. Pam Bondi is already in their crosshairs. She got sloppy, bit off far more than she could chew, tried to play both sides, and now the very machine she protected is turning on her. When we return, we're diving straight into the hacked files that spell out exactly what's coming next, the precise timeline that triggers, and who else is marked for elimination. We've been right about every single piece of this nightmare leading up to this moment. And what you're about to hear could be the difference between stopping this coup d'etat or watching the Republic fall. Stay with me. It turns out that the key to losing weight and keeping it off is not about obsessing over carbs or fat or even probiotic-rich foods. The way to maintain a healthy weight, as well as increase your energy levels and live a long, healthy life, comes down to a specific and simple switch that you can flip in your body to flush out all of those unnecessary calories. Dr. Stephen Gundry calls this process the caloric bypass. He has seen thousands of people who have activated this process in their bodies dramatically improve their health. The people who've tried this find that their fat melts away, their energy levels improve like they were young again, and many of their health problems just simply vanish. Dr. Stephen Gundry has lost 70 pounds himself using his research, and has kept the weight off for over 20 years and counting. He says that he feels younger and healthier today than when he was 40 years old. His video has been watched by over 20 million people to date, and you can watch it and learn more by visiting thehealthyfat.com/TPV. Please click the link below this video to learn his secret technique for free at thehealthyfat.com/TPV. Pam Bondi sat down, read the Epstein files in full, was caught on hidden camera twice, admitting they contain tens of thousands of hours of VIPs abusing children, and then publicly declared that no prosecutions can happen. Zero, none. After completing the cover-up, Trump fired her. How convenient. Suddenly, she no longer has to honour her subpoena to Congress. No testimony, no answers, no accountability. Want to know why? Because Pam Bondi isn't just covering for the elite. She's in on it. And the chickens are coming home to roost.
Oh, hi, Pam Bondi. What are you doing with Keith Frankel? I have a couple questions for you, Pam. How much were the acting lessons? Do the Epstein victims that you cried with know that you're friends with Keith Frankel? Why was Keith Frankel and Jeffrey Epstein talking about body boxes on February 10th, 2010? You've read the files, so I'm sure you can tell us. If Jeffrey Epstein was such a monster, Pam, how come Keith went to his house so many times? One thing that was mentioned in the Epstein files is children being trafficked out of Ukraine. Keith Frankel and his family run a children's home that takes children out of Ukraine. You need to cut the shit, Pam. You need to cut the shit.
Epstein wasn't the only Israeli intelligence assets running blackmail ops, but he was their most successful one. They thought they had the golden ticket. Compromat on US presidents, the royal family, top politicians, CEOs, the entire global power structure. Now, it's all collapsing in real time. So they're doing two things: distract the world with war in Iran and clean up every loose end. According to files from the Iranian hack team that breached FBI Director Kash Patel's emails, files that were conveniently stored on an Israeli intelligence server, the Israelis have a detailed assassination plan for the First Lady of the United States. Conditions included. And this week, when Melania went public and revealed she knows far more than she was ordered to say, she crossed the final line. She just put herself directly in the crosshairs.
There's an assassination ladder now. It's not theory anymore, it's operational. tiered protocols cleared at the highest levels. They work their way up quietly, methodically, until the target is isolated. Right now, the First Lady is on that ladder. She's under their guns. They know what she has, information they consider existential. Not damaging, existential. If she's ever allowed to sit under oath, if she's ever protected long enough to speak, it ends. She won't make it that far. They've already decided. Because if the First Lady exposes the Epstein links to Israel, the real ones, beyond the island, beyond the flights, into the intelligence pipelines, the compromat, the influence operations that were never about one financier, it's over for Israel.
As the net tightens and Israel squirms, assassination season has officially begun. Representative Anna Paulina Luna names four Epstein co-conspirators, all women, who will be called to testify to Congress. How many will make it to the hearing?
There's a list of individuals who did engage in trafficking, were given these plea deals, and I'm going to name those individuals right now. The first one would be Leslie Groff. The second one, Sarah Kellen. The third one, Nadia Markova. And the fourth one, Adriana Ross. All of these women engaged in the trafficking of minors as adults. They were working and complicit with Jeffrey Epstein's operation. And in my opinion, they are not to be given victim status because they did partake in harming young girls. I remember seeing in some of the files, some of these girls were, you know, as young as 10, 11 years old and older. And so obviously we have a lot of work to do, but I did want to come and give an update.
The only way to stop them is to recognize the pattern, to study their real history, and to spread the truth to as many people as possible. And you need to keep yourself safe online. This is a red alert. If you're digging into dangerous topics online, you need to anonymize yourself immediately. The VPNs you thought were your shield, your last line of defense against government and corporate surveillance, have already been hijacked. One Tel Aviv-based company with a long history of distributing malware has quietly bought up nearly all of the biggest VPNs on the planet. ExpressVPN, CyberGhost, private internet access, the list goes on. And the people they hire? Not random techies, not privacy activists, but veterans of Israel's most notorious intelligence units, Unit 8200, the cyber warfare arm behind some of the world's most advanced spying tools, and the Dovdedin unit, infiltration experts turned executives. That's why in 2025, VP.net was built to solve this urgent problem, using zero-trust architecture and next-gen cryptography to shut their digital lives forever. It's not another VPN with clever marketing. It's trustless by design. Meaning, even if they wanted to spy on you, they couldn't. Even if somebody holds a gun to their head, they can't hand anything over. Built on zero-knowledge cryptography, Intel SGX Secure Enclaves, and open-source code you can audit yourself, it's mathematically impossible to log or leak your data. No Mossad backdoors, no compromat, no hidden hands. Just pure verifiable privacy. This is how we fight back. Not with fear, but with technology that works for us, not against us. Go to vp.net/TPV and close Big Brother's eyes for good.